I'll look later. We have the introduction, as it were, to the Book of Judges, chapter 2, but it's just starting. Now, the judge for us is a guy who sits up on the top of a dais with a great big black robe on. But that's not what a shofet. That's part of it, very little part of his work. His biggest job is to protect the people, first, from their own sins, and secondly, from the result of those sins when they do sin, which is being conquered by their enemies. And so we're going to, you know, if you look in the chapter 11 of the letter, time will fail me if I tell you about Gideon and Barak. And you remember how that goes? These are the shoftim. They're the judges. Now, one of the qualities that Israel never lost, it told the truth about themselves. They never, because their confidence was in God, not in themselves. And so, we were terrible. We sinned every day, we paid no attention to God, and we took the consequences too, but he still kept after us. That's sort of the, you know, all the way until he came himself in the womb of the Virgin Mary and taught us himself with his own human mouth, and then died for our sins so that we could all live with him for eternity. That's who our God is. And so this is the, you know, whatever they took, the Lord turned into disaster for them. And in his warning, as in his warning, he had sworn he would do, till they were in great distress. See, he loves the Jewish people. He loves us all. But seeing what he does with the Jews shows us what he's doing with us. You know, you disobey me, I'll swat you. But I'll never stop loving you. But you've got to shape up. You can't go on like this. And the big enticement is making something else. An idol is something of ultimate concern. That's why pleonexia, greed, is always called idolatry, because it's making something of ultimate concern. Only God is of ultimate concern. And so now we're going to listen to a couple of these judges this week. I've forgotten whether we do have Barak, I hope, because that with Barak goes Deborah. A busy bee, her name means. She went to him. I'll tell you all about that if we have it. Now we have this challenge. I kept all those commandments. Well, if you want to be perfect. Now that doesn't mean a higher rank. I mean, who is the most perfect human being who ever lived? Jesus. Did he have a high rank? He got captured and killed like a criminal. So being perfect doesn't mean big shot, you see? You want to be perfect, you see? Then give away everything and just come and follow me. He could have turned out to be like, you know, Saint Nathaniel or whoever, we don't even know this fellow's name, he could have. And we'd say, you know, we'd read about him, he gave away all his money to the poor, and he dropped everything and he followed Jesus. And he evangelized the, well, I don't know, any place, India, wherever. But he didn't do that. He said, it says here, it's in Mark. His face fell, the text says. That's too much. You know, I'm glad to be pious and put in my money in the collection and all the rest. But don't ask me to give over my whole life. And what does Jesus say? That's what I did. I gave over my whole life. I walked around for 3 years, no place to stay, preaching, getting ridiculed, getting plotted against and finally killed. I did it for you. Now, do a little bit for me. Not that I need it, but the world needs it. You have to be me on earth. That's the whole reason I give you signs and wonders. It's not to make you look famous. It's to impress on people that I'm real. And so, let's not go away sad. Let's take the job. You know, we can and work. The motive, if you notice, I don't think anybody's ever done a doctorate on this, so if you're going to do a doctorate. There's this word, splunknizome. It comes from splunkna, which means move with compassion in your innards. Splunkna are the innards of your being. The motive that you notice all the time in Jesus is that he's the verb of that is splunkni. He saw them. He got out of the boat. There were 5,000 people sitting over there waiting to hear him. And so he taught them. That's what they need most. And now they're hungry. So he feeds them. And then he leaves and goes back. And gives the apostles a little bit of a lesson on the way. They go, he stays, the boat's getting rocked. They could be really storms because the top of the northern end of the Sea of Galilee is like a funnel. This lines of, you know, two lines of mountains and the river in between. And when that wind blows, it's like capturing it all in a funnel and then dumping it on the Sea of Galilee. And really, for a little lake, it's quite a big storm. So they're having that storm. And he comes walking on the water, which only makes matters worse. My gosh, there's a ghost coming at us, you know? Anyway, today is the day of compassion, like our Lord. Huh? Some are going out and pray at the clinic. Some are going to stay here and pray. But it's compassion. They're killing a child, and they're ruining their own lives. And so the motive for Jesus' preaching and miracles is compassion. And that has to be our motive to save these people. And of course, save the child from death.